Thank you. I regret to say, since we ratified in 1992, we had never really submitted any confidence building measures. We have had challenges in the past because we did not have a national authority which was responsible for collating all the data with regards to the CBM. Whereas we have government ministries and other departments which were dealing with this biological materials, there was no single one which was mandated with the office to implement the BWC. So the CBNR authority has since been established since 2018. And since the office started, we engaged all relevant stakeholders and realized that most of them were not, they do not have understanding. There was lack of awareness and capacity with regards to what they were supposed to do in relation to the CBMs. So we engaged the BWC ISU to train us and take us on board. So we have since established the national focal points locally for the submission of the confidence building measures. And as I said previously, we are working with the BWC, and we intend to submit our very first confidence building measures by the reporting time. I'm very confident that by the end of next week, we would have submitted our CBMs. Since we took the office also through the workshops and BWC, there is enhanced understanding and buy-in amongst government ministries and agencies of their roles and responsibilities in implementing the BWC and hence submission of the CBMs. So we have engaged inter-agencies to take off a multi-sectoral approach into the submission of the points. We also have updated our national focal points. So I would at this point also like to again thank the BWC for the tremendous support. We have received overwhelming support really since we started the mission to implement the Biological Weapon Convention in Botswana. Thank you.